You're gonna be bad, you're gonna be bold, you're gonna be wiser. You're gonna be hard, you're gonna be tough, you're gonna be stronger. You're gonna be cool, you're gonna be calm, you're gonna stay together. All I know, well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation, and I just want to welcome all the listeners that are out there in Tampa Bay, and I think this is being aired in Hawaii as well. And the mission of the show is to reach out to the next generation. And I am a divorced high school French teacher, grandmother, that's been doing these radio shows in New York City on Wall Street. God opened up the show and said, step out in faith and just open the door up to reach out to people that are down, depressed, in the darkness, atheists, drug addicts. God loves everybody. God loves the atheists. He loves the drug addicts. He loves all of us because we're all came from God. And God has a plan for each one of our lives, and suicide is number two on college campuses, and I was a teacher nationwide. So the Lord opened up these shows just to try to push me, to inspire you. So hopefully this show is going to lift you up and encourage you. There is so much negative news out there, and we as Christians are supposed to stay positive, and we're supposed to be up and stay positive and be energizing everybody and shining God's light. And this is very difficult because there's a lot of negative news out there, and hopefully this show today will shine some light into your darkness. That's what I'm trying to do. Now, it's basically impossible to do this and impart God's love and impart God's light and impart the Holy Spirit through this microphone. But I'm going to try the best. So why don't we just open up with a prayer? Why don't we just say this? Let me just pray for you. Father God, we just worship you today, and we just bow down before you today because you are our creator. And we really don't know what we're doing here, but your scripture says that you have a plan for our life, and you have a plan for our children and our grandchildren, and you have a plan for this wonderful nation. And we just pray that your will would be done right now on this radio show, that you would just take my mouth and let your Holy Spirit speak through me. Just forgive us for all of our sins. We just forgive everybody that's hurt us. We forgive ourselves, and we're just going to let it all go. Lord Jesus, be the Lord of our life. Come into our heart and fill us with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, today we're going to talk about peace, okay? And the scripture that I want to open up the show with is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 through 8, because I learned this scripture when I was in my 20s, and I'm still trying to do this scripture in my 60s, okay? And this is not easy, and God never said it was going to be easy, okay? But it is worth it, and I'd rather be doing this than out there in the darkness trying to struggle and trying to find my way without the Lord's light. Now, listen to this wonderful scripture in Jeremiah. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. Cursed is the man that draws strength from mere flesh and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person is going to be like a bush in the desert. They're not going to see prosperity when it comes. They're going to dwell out there in the desert in a salt land where no one lives. Oh my gosh, how would you like that? How would you like to live out in the desert, never see anything green, and be all by yourself and never see prosperity where it comes? Well, this is what happens to the person who puts all their trust in their self and puts all their trust in their bank account and puts all their trust in their boyfriend and puts all their trust in flesh. Listen, don't trust in me. I tell my daughter this morning, don't lean on me. Lean on the Lord, because everybody starts leaning on me and then I start getting stressed out. So anyway, we got to lean on the Lord, okay? Now listen to this. In verse 7, it says, but blessed is the man or woman who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in God. that person is going to be like a tree that's planted by the water, that sends out roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes because its leaves are always green. It has no worries when there's a drought or when the stock market crashes, because this person never fails to produce fruit. Now, would you rather be the person out in the desert that is all alone out in the desert and all they see is dry, scorchy barrenness, okay? Excuse me, I need some water here. Would you rather be that person, or would you like to be the person that's blessed, who puts all their trust and confidence in the Lord? That person is going to be right by the stream, the Holy Spirit River, and they have their roots down in God. They don't fear anything because they're always producing fruit. They're always shining the light. They're always winning souls. They're always helping other people. And is that what you'd rather be? You have to make your choice what you would rather be, because it's your choice. It's your choice. That person doesn't worry when there's a drought. Okay, now I'm always worrying. I'm always looking at my bank account because I'm doing this by faith. The Lord led me to just quit my job and step out in faith. I could be teaching school. I could have a 401k. I could be off at 3 o'clock, have the summers off, 2 weeks at Christmas. And the Lord just pushed me out of my comfort zone. And you talk about shaking in my boots. And God has paid my bills. But this has been absolutely stressful because I have to pay for this airtime, and I have to pay my bills, and I do this for free, and I have to pay for everything. And I could have a nice, comfortable job, but I chose this pathway. Okay, this is definitely not the pathway of least resistance, because there's so many obstacles I have to jump over. But it says right here that I'm going to be like the tree that's always full of water, always sunshine, always bearing fruit, even when the drought comes. So I don't have to keep my mind on the stock market. I need to keep my mind on this scripture. And I learned this scripture back when I was 20, and I still have to get my mind back over here, because my confidence can't be in my boyfriend or my family or, you know, in me, because I can fail you. Don't start leaning on me. People start leaning on me. They call me with all their 911s. I'm like, excuse me, you're giving me a heart attack here, because I am not God, and I can only handle a certain amount of stuff. I am not Hercules here. And so we all need to be leaning on the Lord. And that's what I told my daughter. I said, don't lean on me. My grandson was calling me last night. He needed money. And then another person was calling me. Somebody had cancer, and this other person was calling me. Her air conditioner went out. Three people's air conditioner went out. And I was like this. It was one thing after another. And you know what? I just had to say, just lean on the Lord. Because the Lord is the God of peace. And this person here that's leaning on the Lord, this person gets to live by the river, get the water, get the sunshine, always green, always green, always green, never brown, always producing fruit for God's glory. Now, do I live in this? Sometime. I'm not always there. But I try to set my mind. When I get up in the morning, I set my mind on the scriptures, and I'm determined. Okay, no matter how stormy it gets. Now, today we're going to talk about peace. And what is peace? Well, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And if you need peace, if we ever need peace, it's today. And we need to come into the Lord's family. That's why I said that prayer. Okay, hold on 1 second. Scriptures on peace. I'm pulling up the scriptures on peace because I didn't have a whole lot of time to get this. But the definition of peace is freedom from disturbances, tranquility. Now, listen, I don't have peace right now because I just had to Google those scriptures on peace, and it's trying to steal my peace. But I'm just going to make it joyful, and I just make it a comedy show, because everything doesn't flow the way I want it to flow. And I'm just doing this with pennies, okay? So I'm doing this, and it's very unprofessional, but at least I'm getting the word of God out, because The word of God cleanses our soul. It washes us clean from all the worldliness and all the pollution of the world. And the word of God is going out all over the airways right now to cleanse me, to cleanse you, to go into your heart and give you faith. Now, what is the definition of peace? The definition of peace is freedom from disturbances. Now, how do you like that? My cell phone just went off. And I had to Google those scriptures, and that was stealing my peace because the Siri was giving me the scriptures while I'm talking. So I'm not free from disturbances. That was very disturbing, but you can't let it bother you. You need to just keep going, keep your spirit up, keep your attitude right. Peace is tranquility. It's calm. It's restfulness, soundlessness. Oh, my gosh. Do we ever get in a place where there's soundlessness? The only place we have is at church. We have the St. Leo's Church. I love to go in there. It's absolute quiet. Get on your knees and just be quiet before the Lord. We have so much noise, and there's so, you know, I go into the sauna, and the women are all on their cell phones in the sauna. I'm like, can everybody just shut their cell phone off? Can we just have some quiet in here? There's nowhere for quiet. Peace also is silence. It's a hush. It's a stillness. Seclusion, solitude, isolation, retirement, lack of interruption. If we ever need lack of interruption, these electronics, our phones are constantly going off. I have 40,000 unopened emails. I got 20,000 Facebook things. You know, it's just one thing after another, and it's just, it's too much. And this is why the kids, your generation out there, we didn't have all this disturbances constantly. We live with Ozzy and Harriet. We didn't walk around with our cell phones. The phone was connected to the wall. So you had your landline phone. And so if you wanted to get on the phone, you got on the phone. But you didn't have your phone constantly ringing, constantly text messages, constant disturbance. That will steal your peace. That's why we have 20 million kids addicted to drugs, because they're trying to find peace. And they're trying to, and it's not in drugs, because once you get on the drugs, you might be high for a minute. You know, you might get high for a minute. I've never done drugs. But then when you come down, it's a depressant, and you're going to be lower than you were before, and then you got to get back on there. It becomes a cycle and addictive. And human beings, we are creatures of habit. And it's a bad habit. It's destructive. Why don't you come on into God's glory and get this Jeremiah scripture home here and get that down. Just get one scripture. People try to study the whole Bible. It's too much. Get one scripture and walk in that scripture and walk in this. I've been trying to walk in this one scripture for 20, 30 years, and it is peaceful. Okay, now, another sign of peace is privacy. Well, we don't have any privacy now because everybody knows all our news. They know everything. One click, everything's up in the cloud, and they can find out everything. We don't have any boundaries, okay? Something is, when we have things that are special to us, we feel protected when we have boundaries and privacy, but everything's all over the news, and so we don't have any boundaries up. Peace also means retirement, and when you are in the Holy Spirit, you retire from the flesh. Okay, you just have to retire and say, God, I am retiring. The scripture I got this morning is labor to enter into my rest. God has a rest for his people. It's hard to get in there because we have to retire. Our flesh has to die. Okay, peace also means harmony, order, accord, friendship. It's so nice to have a pleasant friend. I have several pleasant friends that are nice to me. They say nice things to me, and it's peaceful. Then I have other friends and relationships. They are not peaceful because that person is always saying things that hurt my feelings, that are negative. They're dark thoughts, and it's because they're probably hurting, and they're down and depressed, and people that are down want to pull you down. So you just have to keep loving them, because if you're going to walk in peace, it means non-aggression. It means ceasefire. It means stop fighting. It means a lull, okay? And when you're in peace, you're in security. You're not subject to invasion. When you're constantly being attacked, you lose your peace. If you're constantly fighting with someone, Okay. Now, in the scripture, it says, Numbers chapter 6, verse 24, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Now, that's in Numbers chapter 6. The Lord is the one that gives us peace. But we need to turn our attention to the Lord. We need to put our heart to the Lord, not in all the little cares of life that we think are so important, you know. We need to put our heart towards the Lord, because then he's going to bring you into this peace. I call it the little Holy Spirit joy bubble. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you're not going to have peace in the world. There's a lot of trouble out there. But take heart, because I've overcome the world. When you come into God's family, God is responsible. God is going to watch over you, because we are in covenant with God. And he has his angels around us. And we can relax. Now, it doesn't seem like it. We're not sitting here with goosebumps and cloud 22 all the time. We have to get the scriptures and maintain the scriptures. It says right here, Matthew 5, 9, blessed are the peacemakers. They were going to be called the children of God. It says right here in Philippians chapter 4, do not be anxious about anything. Like right now, I need some water. Okay, because I was in the gym sweating this morning, and my voice is raspy, and so I need more hydration, and that is taking my peace away. It's bothering me, because I want my voice to sound eloquent, and it doesn't. But you know what? I'm not perfect. I'm very flawed, but God uses flawed people. God takes the foolish things of the world and to confound the wise. God is making me do this radio show, even though I don't have the voice and I sound really raspy. But God is like, just speak my word anyway. Don't wait till you're perfect, because you're never going to do anything. God uses us with our imperfections. Would I like it to be perfect? Excuse me. Yes, I would. Now, even this straw has a crack in it. So when I go drink the water, I can't even sit the water out, because the water's got a crack. My voice has a crack, but guess what? I'm going to do the show anyway. You got to be determined in life. You can't let the water and the straw crack get you all upset. It's not perfect, and I am not perfect. Just hang around me long enough, and you can just see all my perfections. Just because I'm doing this radio show does not mean I'm perfect. It just means I'm trying to shine God's glorious light out there. But here Jesus says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ. Now, we're supposed to not be anxious. Well, I do the total opposite. I'm anxious about everything. I'm anxious about my kids, my grandkids, my clothes, the radio, the bills, the boyfriend, the taxes. I'm saying, so I'm not even obeying this scripture. I have to say, Kay, do not be anxious about anything. You need to let all your worries go. You need to turn them over to the Lord, according to Philippians. Now, is it easy? Well, some things are easier to turn over than others, okay? But it's not easy. It's constantly like balloons. Just let all the worries go over to the Lord and relax, okay? It says right here, 1 Peter 3, whoever would love in his life and see good days must keep your tongue from evil and your lips from any deceitful speech. You must turn from evil and do good. You must seek peace and pursue it. We have to watch our mouth, because our mouth says a lot of mean things. Our mouth does not line up with God's word. Don't think that you're going to be able to speak all this negative stuff and sit over here in the peace cloud. It doesn't work. You need to line your mouth up with what the scriptures say. Is it easy? No. Very hard to tame your tongue. Your tongue is the most unruly member of your body. Your tongue doesn't want to line up with the scriptures. Why not? Because your tongue wants to say what you're feeling and what you're thinking, and your tongue is evil. Okay, your tongue doesn't want to yield to the Holy Spirit and say what God says, because we want to say what we want to say. We want to say what we want to say. And so I call them alligator mouths. Okay, if any of my kids or anybody starts saying anything negative, I go, I'm not putting up with these negative mouths. Y'all need to line your mouth up with the Word of God, because the Word of God is the light. You want to know where the light comes in? It comes in our mouths. When we line our mouths up with the Word of God, most people have a rebellious mouth. They don't want to line their mouth up, but they want all the peace and the joy and the Holy Spirit, but they don't want to line their mouth up. This is where we have the problem. This is where I have the problem, okay? It says right here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, now may the Lord God of peace give you peace at all times. In every way, the Lord be with all of you. The Lord is with us, but we don't feel close to the Lord because we have all this turmoil. We have a lot of turbulence going on. God is peace. God is love. And God is light. Now, when we're walking in love and light and peace, we're walking in the Holy Spirit. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. When we're upset and anxious and nervous and stressing out and worried and running all over the place and angry, we are in the flesh, okay? And trust me, I do that all the time. This is a battle going on. We got to just tune in. We need to tune in to the Scriptures and do what the Scripture says to do. And we have to walk in forgiveness because people are mean out there, okay? It says right here, Colossians 3, did I just read you that one? 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace. And be thankful. Some people are never thankful. They have it so good. And I have friends of mine that are multimillionaires. They're never thankful. They're always looking at the dark side of life. Oh, it's cloudy today. Oh, I'm bored. Oh, they're not thankful. And they're living in a mansion. And they're living the life, and they're never happy. They're always looking to something else to make them happy. They want the drugs. They want a bigger car. They want a bigger diamond. And they think a better place is going to make them happy. It's not, because that's the same person on the inside of them. Nothing makes them happy. They're always grumbling and complaining. And they tend to come around me for some odd reason. I'm like, stop complaining. Did you know God destroyed 300,000 Israelites for complaining in the wilderness? Because God's always trying to get us over here into the desert. He wants us out of the desert into the desert. God has all these beautiful things for us, but God's not putting up with complaining and whining and ungrateful people. He will let you just sit there. Okay, just sit there with the snakes. And then my kids start complaining. I go, listen, stay out there with the snakes, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're coming in the promised land, you need to get the Word of God. Joshua and Caleb never let the Word of God depart from their lips, okay? They were wholehearted with the Lord, and they had a right attitude. And a lot of people just have this nasty attitude. Everybody wants to get high. All the kids want to get high. Well, I got the best way to get high. You know how you get high? Thankfulness. Because I have this little teaching. It says, gratitude determines your attitude. Attitude determines your altitude. Altitude determines your aptitude. It's all about latitude. You want to get your spirit high up there? You want to get high? Well, God wants you high too. God wants you high, and it starts with gratitude. Gratitude is your attitude. Your attitude is your altitude. Your altitude is your aptitude. People that have the right attitude have a lot of aptitude. You want to get into your highest aptitude? You want to get into your highest calling? It's all about attitude. God wants you high up there. He wants your spirit. He don't want you down on the ground like a worm. The Bible says that God will transform you from a caterpillar to a butterfly. You want to be a butterfly? God wants you to be a butterfly. He wants you to be happy and free. You go from a caterpillar crawling around, down, down, negative, down, up to be a butterfly. You know something about butterflies? They never sit still. Okay, you can't touch a butterfly because you can't touch them. And they eat with their feet. Did you know that butterflies eat with their feet because they don't sit out? And you touch a butterfly, they die. Well, God wants it to be a butterfly. He wants it to be so high up there that you got to eat with your feet. Now, how do you do it? By transforming your mind. You got to change. You got to get the Word of God in your mind and the Word of God in your mouth. You want this peace? God wants you to have peace. He's the Prince of Peace. okay? He wants to heal your heart of all those hurts. How do you do it? By the Word of God. The Word of God cleanses our soul. It cleanses our heart. It purifies us so that we can see God. You can't see God out there? Are you an atheist and you can't see God? Well, He loves you. You got to wash your heart out. And when you, blessed are the pure in heart, because they can see God. If you can't see God, it's because your heart is not clean. You have to ask God to clean your heart. You have to take a bath every day, don't you? Don't you brush your teeth every day? We got to cleanse ourselves every day. I say, oh, Father, forgive me for that. Forgive me for that attitude. Forgive me. I constantly wash it myself and keep my heart clean because I want to hear what God has to say. I want to see what God's doing. And you have to have a clean heart, okay? Now, I don't know. I think we have a couple of minutes left here, 2 minutes left. So I want to close out with another scripture here. It says, James chapter 3, it says, peacemakers who sow in peace will reap a harvest of righteousness. You want a harvest? You want a good harvest? Because we're sowing every day. You're either sowing negative seeds with your mouth, and you're going to have a whole harvest coming up because our words are like seeds. And so you're planting all these negative words, and guess what? That's your harvest. You got to start speaking powerful things over your life, and then you're going to have a whole harvest. And peacemakers get a harvest of righteousness. People that sow money reap a harvest of money. Okay? Now, another scripture here in Ephesians, it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Okay? We got to do this. This is hard work. We have 2 minutes left. We live in a society, a high, fast tech society. It was so peaceful when I was growing up. Now we got to find this peace, and we got to get these scriptures and meditate on these scriptures. Now, if you need to contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. This whole show is for you guys. This whole show, in spite of my throat, in spite of the way I sound, is to get God's word into your heart and let you know that God has written these scriptures down for you. We have a roadmap in life. We don't have to be out there in the darkness trying to find our way. God has a way. He has the way. He is the way. Jesus is the way. There is no other way. There's no other door to heaven but through Jesus Christ. So let Him come into your light. Let Him shine His light. Let Him bring you that peace. Everybody's looking for peace. It's only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Please contact me. You want to come on the show? Contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. We love you. And if you need a Bible, we'll send you a Bible. God loves you more than I love you. We're trying to convey His love through this microphone. It's not easy. Just turn your heart to the Lord. He's the Prince of Peace. Jesus can meet every need. God bless you. All I know, love will save the day.